broadcast through the DukeCheckChannel.com. Ian Dermot, Graham Standring, AJ Van Aaron, Trevor here for the call. The New Zealand Sprint Car Championship's about to explode. They amble down the straightaway.
Yeah, perhaps fair to say too, more championships have been lost on the first corner than won, so patience is going to be a real asset a little deeper back in the track.
Here we go, Western Springs, we're about to go live for 35, the New Zealand Sprint Car Championship at Western Springs is going to explode! We're racing away and Alec got the start, move straight to the bottom, Murphy ducks in and hello, look who's round the outside, it's Jamie McDonald, first corner, O'Connor loses 8 positions, well, trails right back there, McDonald with a big look at the inside of Murphy for lap number 1, and Alec, no surprise, is your race leader.
Yeah, Allard has already opened up about a 6-car advantage. Murphy in second spot, and he's about 4-car advantage over Jamie McDonald. But breathing right down McDonald's neck is former New Zealand champion Carl Wilson and Daniel Eagleton. He's currently sitting in fifth spot right now. Jamie Larson's already starting to make big moves from deeper in the field. But Allard and Murphy have already gone way upstairs. Eagleton's the leading Kiwi that's gone upstairs too. Ricky Logan and Jamie Duff also. The rest of them are running down the bottom part of the racetrack down here through Town Bend. We can see the cushion is about 3 metres off the fence here. But Allard and Murphy have cleared out on them. They've got the best at part of the straightaway advantage over Jamie McDonald sitting there in third position as the best of the Kiwis. Fourth spot held down by Carl Wilson. Fifth is Daniel Eagleton.
No!
Big wheelie from Eagleton partway through Town Bend. Dean Brindle's on the prowl. Dean Brindle, he's right up there on the tail of Skinny Colson, running for about 6th and 7th.
Allard is really starting to reel in lap traffic. The first one is Clint Zorby. Right around the top shelf he goes. Jonathan Allard, your race leader at the moment from Chico, California. He comes up on Zorby. Oh, he just has to get off the gas. Zorby got in front of him. That's what Murphy was sweating off. Murphy now almost right behind him. In fact, only 2 or 3 car lengths between them. Murphy now going to the top shelf, following Allard through. Will lap traffic spice it up? The two Americans have checked out of this one. The New Zealand Sprint Car Championship brought to you by Coke Controls. 5 laps gone. 28 to go, should I say? 28 laps in the book to go. 7 laps in distance. Look at them go through some heavy lap traffic. Oh, it's going to be exciting as we move through this field.
Yeah, less than 2 car lengths at times between Allard and Murphy. The two of them, they're running way up high, wide and wild as they thread through the traffic. Raymond Griffin, he's gone a lap down and they are really pouring it on the racetrack in stunning condition, really. Plenty of grooves here. There's about 3 raceable grooves that they're running, and right now they're up, James Darm. They're hot on his tail, and that gap at times is just a couple of cars between Allard and Murphy. McDonald's still the best of the Kiwis in third spot, but he is around about 3/4 of the length of the straightaway in arrears still. As Allard goes down low, the lap traffic running the higher line, so Allard running low. Murphy starting to get the wheels up down there through Pine Tree Bend. Now Allard changes the script and he's gone back high again now that he's disposed.
Oh.
Murphy tags the wall just before the start finish line, Aaron.
23 laps to go at Western Springs. Now Allard jumps the cushion. Murphy following off pursuit. Jonathan Allard, your race leader. Murphy going low side. Murphy going to have a big look at this time. There was a 1-car gap between them. Now he's right on pursuit. Jamie McDonald, though, the best of the Kiwis. Brindle's now gone through as well. Then we go back to 56 miles. And Eagleton way out there with the heavy stuff. As Murphy now starts to come up against season campaigners Keenan Darm and Craig Pickerel from Hamilton. Murphy, your race leader. I beg your pardon, Allard, your race leader. Murphy back to 2nd place. This is where the battle is up front. Oh, Rodney Wood and Bradley Tyrrell. Exchange position to Duff way out by the fence. Well, Murphy with a big look this time. Peter Murphy going to have a real go at him side by side on lap number 20 to go. 20 laps to go. And Murphy is in hot pursuit of... Oh, we got a car around. It's Rodney Wood. He manages to keep going. Allard got off the gas soon and Pickerel. Oh, Wood joins them back on the track. And Allard's cleared some space. Well, Murphy, AJ, he had a real big... How's your father? Look at him.
Yeah, Murphy has really got that low line working so well for him. And right now, where he wants to be is where Greg Pickerel is, and Murphy's just going to have to run that high line to put Pickerel the lap down. Dean Brindle, stunning run by him. He's in fourth spot, started off grid number 10, but again, Allard has opened up quite a decent advantage. There's probably, again, about 6 cars between, car lengths between the two of them. So it's Jonathan Allard, Peter Murphy, and in third spot, Jamie McDonald in the Wintai Tasker. Oh! Nick Donald just got a bit involved there with Dahm in the lap traffic, Aaron.
Yes, as Brindle goes through as well. Well, there's a bit of smoke starting to come off the side of the Zero USA car. Oh, car's checking up as Nelson Hartley just got all that bent out of shape now. In fact, it's Carl Wilson. He's now in the bent out of shape in front of Duff and Turner Mallard. Then we go back to Tyrrell, the lap car. 11 is Murphy. Well, in hot pursuit is Jamie McDonald, but look who's coming through as the traffic management 22 of Team Brindle. So Brindle coming through. The two Americans have at least a half a lap lead on the best of the Kiwis at the moment. Allard under heavy lap traffic. It's Carl Wilson this time round. Oh, they have it coming together. And Tyrrell bounces off the fence. 15 laps to go. Make it 14 this time round, Western Freaks. Green so far. No yellow lights in this one. Although Allard may sweat on a yellow light as lap traffic gets nearing it as O'Connor gets in front of him. Now Allard on the inside of O'Connor. Oh, O'Connor pulls out. Allard with a big slide job. Now what's going on? Murphy really not got any answers for the American, the three-time King of California.
Yeah, the traffic is doing Murphy absolutely no favours right in front of him. Oh boy, it's on for Young and Old. Right in front of Murphy is a very fast fleet of Kiwis. We've got Jamie Duff in there, Carl Wilson, and James Dahmer. Ryan O'Connor in there. But in saying that, it looks like Allard himself has just started to have his problems being thrown his way by the lap traffic. He's had to cut down. Oh, Jamie Duff there. He's running high and wide and just about collided there with Murphy coming down there off Pine Tree Bend. But Allard again has that pretty decent advantage over Murphy.
10 laps to go, Western Springs, 10 to go. It's Jonathan Allard from Chico, California. He's got about a lap car between himself and Peter Murphy. Third place is Jamie McDonald. Then we go back to Dean Brindle. Next one through is Daniel Eagleton. Eagleton doing a good job, followed by the likes of Jamie Larson and Jonathan Allard. Yes, Graham.
Murphy's tyres have gone.
Murphy's lost his tyres. Well, with 8 laps to go, Western Springs, Peter Murphy has lost his tyres. We knew tyre wear may be important in this one. How important? We're about to find out, AJ.
Yeah, Murphy has now drifted off probably about 3/4 of the length of the straightaway here at the Springs. So he's about 80 metres behind now. Brindle makes a big run. Brindle, he's come from nowhere, and Brindle's taken over third spot from Jamie McDonald. McDonald running high, Brindle running low. It's working for McDonald. But Murphy now starting to chase the dirt up a little high. See if there's something.
Murphy's
there
left rear's in trouble. It's getting a lot of tyre shudder, so I assume that it's taken rubber and it's got all gone haywire on him. It looks really spastic.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Graham. Stop quite the word I was looking for. It's spastic, but never mind. We're racing fast up here. It's a Kiwi battle. It's a Brindle up to third. Jamie McDonald now. What's he got to take? Oh, Allard. I thought Allard just checked up. Oh, Logan's expired. Logan's car has expired. They all have to get off the gas. But meanwhile, with 5 laps to go, make that 4 to go, Western Springs Speedway. Jonathan Allard from Chico, California. He said he was going to do it for his brother. He's driving superbly. Oh, just bounces off the pit straight wall. Does Allard.
And that battle there between the Kiwis for third and fourth has been worth the price of admission. They're just getting knotted up in traffic again. McDonald, he's just a couple of car lengths behind Brindle, but no taking away from our race leader.
Oh.
Big smoke starting to come out there.
That was Allard.
That was Allard in the car.
Oh, that's expired.
It's gone.
Lost the engine.
Allard's lost his engine. Murphy's smiling and there he goes. White flag due this time round. Allard's driving like he stole it. Oh, it shatters.
It's gone.
Allard's gone. Murphy's gone, boys. Murphy, the yellow comes on. Withdraw. What a controversial end to this one. High drama here at Western Springs Speedway. With 33 laps, Jonathan Allard led. Can you believe it, Western Springs? His engine has expired.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for him. Jonathan Allard.
He will be absolutely and utterly disappointed. But Peter Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, with going down tyres that are in all sorts of drama. He will lead the New Zealand title with 2 laps to go. We said, AJ, it was going to be drama.
Yeah, and the problems that Murphy is having with those tyres, the ball is now in the court of the two quick Kiwi boys, Brindle and McDonald.
Graham Standring, you're down trackside with Jonathan Allard. How is he?
Jonathan, I know it's a hard question to ask. Just must have just ripped your heart out then.
I don't even know what to say. I got to thank my guys, the Porter Group guys. They've been working hard all day. Hydralink, Valvoline. I wanted to win this for my family. They deserve it, but no words can explain the hurt right now.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Well, don't go anywhere, race fans. Two epic races, and believe it or not, the American Kyle Larson and the Kiwi Michael Pickens have elected to take the rear of field challenge and come from the back. So there's plenty of drama to come. We've got a major blackboard to try and sort out this way around. Do the lap cars remain in position? Do the lap cars remain in position? No, they don't.
Well, if that's the case, then Peter Murphy, he's got, what is it, two or three laps now to survive, because between him and Dean Brindle, there are the cars of Jamie McDonald, Ray Griffin, and I just can't quite pick up the other one that's sitting in there right
Rodney
now.
Wood.
Rodney Wood. There's the three cars that Peter Murphy has got between him and his nearest challenger, Dean Brindle. Boy, what a race changer that has been.
Now, Graham, every time these cars go round, the tyre wear for Murphy is getting worse and worse. Would you suggest that?
Yeah, I would, but this instant of the yellow, they've had a long period, so the tyres can cool downhill. I've made an assessment of where the grip is on the track now. Two laps to go, and if they keep the lapped cars in there, I would think that he's pretty good. I just had a quick look at the Jonathan Allard engine, and unfortunately it's ventilated itself. The sump's been virtually knocked off it by bits of piston and conrod and all sorts. So,
well,
absolute engine explosion here to the tune of about $40,000 or
yeah. Dusted, busted and disgusted, I would suspect, Graham.
Well, this is going to be interesting to see what we've got here. The blackboard should be telling, I would have thought there'd been a New Zealand Championship, they would all amble up behind each other. That's what I would have thought, but I could be wrong. We're getting instructions down to Speedway New Zealand now through the clerk of the course. So,
Simon
Peter Murphy
is rapidly writing on the blackboard let us know what's happening there. So.
Peter Murphy? Well, AJ, can you believe it? He's out in front with two laps to go.
I'll tell you what, Peter Murphy and Jonathan Allard, my understanding is they're the best of friends, and when you're in that situation, he will just feel absolutely empty for Jonathan, his friend. Jonathan, knowing what was at stake in this race, and Jonathan wanted to win it for his family. You know, he's had a torrid time through the festive season. What's festive for us, it hasn't been so great for him, so... he'll feel for everybody in the field, will feel for Jonathan Allard, I'm afraid.
Well, 19 Duff is off, so Duff retires to the infield. No, he doesn't, he's going to the back of the field. So Duff knows he's got to go to the back. So this is the very... Now Griffin's, what's he doing? He's pulling up and he's going to go to the back as well, is he? Well, the lap cars, it looks like, are going to remain in position. That's... going to be very good for Peter Murphy, because he hasn't got the two flying Kiwis that are sitting right behind him.
I guess the reality is, Aaron, that Murphy's done the hard yards. He's got through that traffic, and so it is just reward for him. But boy, wouldn't it be a real race changer if we had Brindle and McDonald right on his bumper.
That can't stay. So the question is, do two laps to go? We're still seeking instructions down here from Speedway New Zealand. No, the lights are out. They're happy to go. So Peter Murphy's got two laps to go to win the New Zealand Sprint Car Championship Western Springs amidst high drama here with Jonathan Allard expiring after leading for 33 laps. Here we go. We're going green. Well, Brindle and McDonald, they both amble down the inside of wood. Oh, Brindle gets boxed in from the car number 11 of Raymond Griffin. What's going on? Peter Murphy, he is your race leader. This time round, he'll get the white flag. One to go. White flag for Peter Murphy. Rundy Wood into the fence. He keeps on going, though. White flag. Brindle's doing everything. Eagleton's in here as well. Eagleton around the outside of McDonald. Eagleton now with a big look for the podium. Daniel Eagleton, as Murphy takes the New Zealand Championship. We got a yellow. Wow, we got a yellow.
Yeah, Ryan O'Connor tagged the wall down there, I believe, Aaron.
Did we cross the chicken flag? What's going on? Wood hits him. Rodney Wood hits the park car. Did he what? What's going on? Did we go yellow before the car crossed the line? That's the question I ask.
Yeah, more drama than you can poke a stick at tonight with the Sprint Car Nationals. They are waving the chequered flag.
The race has been declared, and Peter Murphy has won the New Zealand Sprint Car Championship Western Springs. Second will go to Dean Brindle and third to Daniel Eagleton. Don't go anywhere. The midget feature is on its way with the fast boys coming from the back, but make some noise for Peter Murphy. He will be absolutely ecstatic. Look at him go. Look what's going on. Here, we've got all sorts happening up here in the box. Here he comes, Western Springs. Peter Murphy is the New Zealand Sprint Car Champion. Brilliant stuff. He will be ecstatic with that. He'll come on through. Come on, Legends Lounge. Make some noise for him. On your feet. Peter Murphy.
Yeah, he's doing what they call the Polish victory lap, made famous by NASCAR driver Alan Kulwicki. And it's become a little bit of a trademark with big sprint car shows all around the world. That one, Aaron, you couldn't sum it up in 500 words.
Well, we said in the pre-show it's going to have everything, and have everything it has. Second place is Dean Brindle. In third place, it is the New Zealander of Daniel Eagleton. He's going to get out of the car. Come on, Western Springs. When he gets out, you'll have to come down. Greet him. You won't find a more ecstatic Australian. Come American. Come, we call him a New Zealander because he's just taken out our New Zealand championship. Here he comes. He's getting out. He's on the back of the wing. Peter Murphy is the new New Zealand champion.
Oh.
Well. Graham Standring, scenes of high jubilation down there trackside.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just checking his tyres out. They're not too bad. Peter, get your helmet off. Talk quickly, please.
Well, we've got a midget feature coming up with the fast guys coming from the back, so don't go anywhere. You will not want to miss this international midget feature. Graham Standring, down
yeah,
in
Peter's
the crowd.
Yeah, Peter's still getting his helmet as he's being mobbed. The audience is fantastic. Okay, helmet off, cap on, as you'd expect. Peter Murphy, absolutely fantastic. Just, we all fell for Jonathan Allard, lost an engine with about two laps to go, but, man, you was hung in there.
Yeah, you know, commiserations to Jonathan. Two laps ago, though, I wasn't going to get him unless we got into traffic again. That made it worse for him. That he was he got a gap on me there, and that's about where I was going to stay, I think. But unfortunately, it's 35 laps, not 33.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, I you know, commiserations to him. He deserves it. He's the best around here. We were fortunate enough to be here to pick up the pieces, so we'll take it.
I thought you've shown absolute great form over the last few weeks, and it was between the two of you, and just
Aaron.
Yeah, we've got to get off the track.
Yeah, you know, we have been good. We have been good, and you know, it wouldn't be possible without the Daltons Landscaping Supply Company. They're all sitting up there. They're all got green on, I think, just like me today, instead of pink. So I'm very proud of their effort. Oh gosh, I can see
you're quite overwhelmed with it. You know, it's a huge emotional thing. A lot of pressure on this situation to prepare yourself for this and to do it. You know, and you know, good on you, man.
Yeah, no, all right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all the fans for coming. It's the biggest bunch of people I've seen here and since I've been coming. So hats off to you all, guys. Give yourselves a round of applause and thanks for coming and supporting Sprint Car Racing. Thanks for coming and supporting Western Springs. It'd be a tragedy if they tried to close this place down, and we need all you people to keep on coming so we can keep coming back here.